Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. Happy New Year to all of you, and first session for this year. So, welcome to today's morning briefing session. And first of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for educational purpose, and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Money Control, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical and agrochemical sector before we move on to other segments and also bring you some important data points from the stock exchanges. So over to Abhishek now.
Thanks, Puratan. Good morning, friends. Happy New Year to all of you. We start with updates from chemical sector. Bagheria Industries, which is a dye pigment company, has announced that they have successfully commissioned about 9.5 megawatt solar power project at Ahmednagar district in Maharashtra. Out of this 9.5 megawatt, about 4 megawatt will be used by the company for self-captive consumption at Tarapur plant, and the balance 5.5 megawatt solar project as turnkey EPC project for their clients, which eventually would be used as captive consumption. The company now has total about 5 megawatt of self-captive consumption capacity. This will generate about 1 crore unit per year. And this would be for Tarapur plant, which will help the company to reduce its dependence on non-renewable sources and eventually reduce the operating cost. We will watch out closely as there could be improvement in the margins here because of captive power being used. NRL, Vishnu Marigal Refineries, is pursuing a mega integrated refinery capacity expansion to treble its refining capacity from 3 MMTPA, which is million metric tons per annum, to about 9 million metric tons per annum. This would be at a cost of about 28,000 crores. As part of the project, company is also laying in a crude oil pipeline, which would be approximately 1,640 kilometers. This would be from Paradip in Orissa to Numaligarh, along with a crude oil import terminal at Paradip for receipt of imported crude. Numaligarh Refineries has achieved financial closure for its upcoming 6 million metric ton per annum refinery capacity by tying up for a project debt, which is about 8,900 crores with consortium of 12 lender banks led by SBI. This is the largest fundraising by a single borrower in the northeast region of India. So a huge capex coming in from Numaligarh Refineries. As per rating agency ICRA, they assume that domestic gas demand is expected to grow by about 7% in the year 2022 as compared to financial year 2021, and a further 16% year-on-year growth in FY23 being projected. This would be following modernization in the demand in FY22 due to COVID-19 impact. The growth is being driven by the commissioning of new fertilizer plants and increasing offtake by new geographical areas and city gas distribution entities. Now, as domestic demand outstrips domestic supply, the proportion of RLNG in the domestic gas consumption remains high. The Asian spot LNG prices has been elevated due to supply side disruptions, weak renewable power generation, odd weather patterns, low inventory levels, growing demand, and increasing crude oil prices. So we'll keep a watch closely on the gas companies, like, and mostly on the city gas distribution companies. We'll keep you updated with any interesting triggers to look at. Finally, the rating agency CARE has assigned stable rating to Atul Product Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of Atul Limited, whereby the entire project cost of Atul Project Limited ongoing greenfield caustic chlorine and related captive power plant is envisaged to be financed through fund infusion by Atul Limited. The rating agency derives comfort from Atul's experience in setting up and operating caustic chlorine manufacturing facilities, envisage synergies from captive power plants, location benefit, some captive consumption of Atul Products Limited, output by Atul Limited, and improved industry scenario. Atul already has an operational caustic chlorine manufacturing facility of about 120 tons per day, which it has previously set up at Valsad. This experience of Atul is expected to help Atul Product during implementation and stabilization of its project, at its entire management comprises of personnel from Atul. The total cost of ongoing greenfield project is envisaged of about 818 crores, including GST of about 125 crores on capital goods and services, which is proposed to be entirely funded by equity capital, preference share capital, and extension of unsecured loans by Atul Limited. So capex, greenfield capex in caustic chlorine under the subsidiary of Atul Limited, an interesting trigger to watch out. We'll keep you updated on this. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan again for more sector specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. Thank you for all these updates. And so we begin by looking at some of the data points from across the geography. So Dow Jones ended 59 points down, and S&P was down by 12 points, rather closed 12 points down. NASDAQ ended 96 points down in the last trading session, which was 31st. US 30 futures was trading 120 points up, and US 500 futures was trading 90 points up as we speak. And on the FI and DI front, so FI's bought shares worth 575 odd crores, and domestic institutional investors have also bought shares worth 1165 odd crores. So little bit of buying, it seems, is sort of, so these are like green shoots, it appears like green shoots. So we'll see whether the buying from FIs will continue. DIs have so far been buying for the past 2 months, almost in this range. However, FIs have sold extensively on the India counter. For Nifty Index, key resistance level to watch out is 17,500. It has just breached the 17,330 odd marks. However, a more firm resistance still exists at 17,300. So we need to see whether Nifty can maintain above 17,300 level today. Key support level to watch out is obviously 17,100. If it falls from here, then there are various levels of support ranging from 16,900 to 16,500 on the downside. Maximum call open interest we are seeing at 18,000, followed by 17,500. And call writing we are seeing at 17,400, followed by 18,200. So 17,400 will act as certainly a boundary, and we need to see whether 17,300 is breached effectively today. Maximum put open interest we are seeing at 17,000, followed by 16,500 levels, and put writing we are seeing at 17,600, followed by 16,500 levels, which will act as support level. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing high delivery percentage in HDFC, HAL, CUB, HDFC Bank, Infosys, HUL, Kotak Bank, LT, Power Grid, and ICICI General Insurance. On the long build-up side, we are seeing movement on IDEA, India Bulls Housing, Ramco Cement, Bosch Limited, HAL, Voltas, Page Industries, Nifty, ACC, Alembic Limited, amongst others. On the bulk deal front, Rama Steel Tubes has been acquired. So one Saint Capital Fund has acquired 1 lakh equity shares in the company at about 327 rupees per share, according to the BSE data. Now news from various segments. So automotive segment first. So the data releases have come in place. So Hero Motor Corp has reported a 12% decline in total sales at 394,000 units in December 2021. The company had sold 447,000 odd units in the same month in 2020, according to a press release by Hero Motor Corp. So we need to see whether all the negativity has already been built into the price. So today could be an important day for the automotive segment. Moving on to news from TVS Motor Company. So TVS has reported 8% decline in total sales, which stands at about 251,000 odd units in December 2021. And the company had reported 272,000 odd units in the same month of 2020. Eicher Motors, however, at the same time has seen an increase of 7% to 74,000 odd units in December 2021, compared to 69,000 unit odd units in December of 2020. Commercial vehicle sales increased to 6,150 odd units in December 2021, which is up from 4,000, almost 900 units in December 20. M&M has sold 39,150 odd vehicles in December 21, and this has thus registered a double-digit growth of about 11%. So Mahindra and Mahindra are seeing some recovery here. Tractor sales overall, however, across the segment, including Mahindra, has not been good. So tractor sales has fallen to 70,000 odd numbers, and which is down from 21,000 odd numbers reported for December 21 versus December 20 period. Maruti Suzuki has posted a total sales of 153,000 units in December 21. This is against 160,000 odd units sold in December 20. So a decline here as well. Escorts has sold 4,700 tractors in December 21, which is down by about 39% compared to 7,700 tractors sold in December 20. And Greaves Cotton, which is the e-mobility arm of the company, which is Greaves Electric Mobility, has sold 10,000 units in December 21. And the E3 wheelers has clocked almost 100% growth in the sales compared to year ago sales. And so certainly an encouraging news for Greaves Cotton as it moves to the e-mobility side of it. And interesting news coming in is that Tata Motors is closing the gap. So from some of the media report, it seems that Tata Motors has bagged the number two position, which was earlier occupied by, or which was earlier belonged to Hyundai Motors. So an interesting space to watch out, an interesting development to watch out between Tata Motors and Hyundai as they compete against each other. And Tata Motors compact and subcompact SUVs seem to be taking the lead against Hyundai. So this is quite a major development for Tata Motors and for any Indian company to compete with a South Korean or a Japanese company. So an interesting development and a stock to watch out for. However, do your own risk assessment here. Moving on to news from banking and financial segments. So Ujjivan Small Finance Bank has said that it is increasing the interest rate on the FD, and the customers can now earn between 6.75 to 7.5% on their FDs up to 2 crores as the lender has increased the deposit. So some development here as Ujjivan Small Finance Bank and Ujjivan Small Financial Services goes into a reverse merger procedure with Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, so counter to watch out for. For Exide Industries, so HDFC Life Insurance has completed the acquisition of Exide Life, which earlier belonged to Exide Industries, and has allotted 8.7 crore shares of the company to Exide Industries, according to the insurer. Exide Life has become a wholly owned subsidiary of the company with immediate effect, which is HDFC Life, and which is from January 1st itself. So we need to see how HDFC Life Insurance will play out on the stock markets. On the energy and oil marketing side, so news from the energy side first. So NTPC is mulling acquiring 5% equity stake in Power Exchange of India, which is PXIL, which provides electricity trading options. Coal India has said that it has reported a 3.3% increase in coal production to about 60 million tons in December. This is versus 58 million tons reported in the previous fiscal. NMDC, which is an iron ore player and into mining of iron iron ore has said that the production has surged by about 30% to 28 million tons in April to December 21 period, and the company's iron ore output was 21.83 in the same period last fiscal. So quite a significant jump here from NMDC. On the conglomerate side, RIL plans to sell bonds up to $3 billion in one go. So we heard about numbers like $5 billion. However, it seems that in one tranche, in one go, it will raise about $3 billion from overseas market. On the infra and construction side, so GATL Infra has registered higher sales volume of 34,612 metric tons in Q3 FY22, which is an increase of 77% on year-on-year basis. Likhita Infrastructure has received orders worth 250-odd crores from various city gas distribution companies during the quarter, October to December 2021. And some encouraging news on the housing side. So housing sales has risen 71% in 2021. In the top seven cities of India. So housing sales across top seven cities rose to 2,36,530 units as compared to 1,38,350 units in 2020 and 2,61,358 units in 2019. So it has not yet touched the 2019 levels, but certainly there seems to be a recovery here. And the brokerage firms are also optimistic about the recovery in demand and price of the of this cement sector and cement stocks. So we need to see how the capacities and existing utilization levels go up from here and influence on the stock prices. So this is all from our side. We wish you happy trading day. Trade rich and trade safe, and stay safe for today. Watch out how the year plays out for you before you take any big bets. Till then, take care and have a good one.